Welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Ariel Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe at earbuds.audio. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, insights from our curators, tips on creating audio content, and community updates. There are so many podcasts to listen to these days. How do you choose? We're here to break it down for you. Today's episode of Feedback with Earbuds is brought to us by Modeshift, a new show from Postscript Media. The modern American economy was built for cars. Not having access to one can put a person at a serious disadvantage. So what will it take to change the way we move around? This is Modeshift, stories about the past, present, and future of how we move. Join hosts Tiffany Chu and Andre Greenwalt as they dig into the forces that are holding our transit system back and the forces that could unleash it. Find and follow Modeshift wherever you listen to podcasts. Welcome to the show. I am back. This is Ariel Nissenblatt, your host, and I've been away the past few episodes. I was hanging out in Malaysia for Radio Days Asia, and then I went to Singapore for a bit. It's fun over there. Grateful to all the people that I met along the way that let me ask them about their podcast listening habits. And I am back in action, excited to share podcast recommendations with you this week and going forward until my next trip around the world. We'll see. I am super grateful to Devin Andrade, Ann Baird, and Lauren Passell, who covered for me on this show while I was gone. In case you missed it, they each hosted an episode of this show. Devin covered podcast recommendations on the theme of books and reading. Ann covered podcasts from neurodivergent creators. And Lauren covered podcasts of Nigerian origin. If any of those themes sound intriguing to you, you can explore them on our website, which is earbuds.audio. So, how have things been for you, dear listener? Have you discovered any new great shows lately? As always, I would love to hear from you. You can tweet at me, at Ari this and that. I will retweet you. Would love to hear from you. On to this week's podcast picks. This week's theme comes to us from curators Tangia Estrada and Maribel Quezada Smith, co-founders of BIPOC Podcast Creators. The theme they chose is called More Than a Stereotype, podcasts celebrating Latina Heritage Month. As you may or may not know, we are currently in Latina Heritage Month. It goes from September 15th to October 15th. In a moment, we'll hear from Maribel and Tangia about their podcast picks and why you should check them out. After we hear from them, we've got a voice clip from the creator of this week's Spotlight pick, which is called Shoujo Sunday. After that, I've got some podcast industry news and tidbits for you before we close it out and send you on your way to listen to some more podcasts. So let's get into it. Here's Maribel and Tangia.
Hi, I'm Maribel.
And I'm Tangia. And we are the co-founders of BIPOC Podcast Creators.
We're dedicated to the amplification of BIPOC talent and voices in podcasting and beyond. And we're building the premier talent pipeline of BIPOC creators and leaders in podcasting. So we curated this list called More Than a Stereotype because we wanted to go beyond the mainstream understanding of Latina culture, especially because we're celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month, or what Tangia and I are now calling
Latine Heritage Month.
And actually, we're not the only ones calling it that.
During this month, we felt it was important to create a list that's about busting stereotypes, that is about going beyond the superficial knowledge that folks outside of the community may have about the Latine community in general. So we wanted to give you listening opportunities from creators that have really done the work to dig deeper, to share the rich tapestry of culture and thought and understanding, and bring you into the fold.
And also provoke some thought and curiosity among people to explore the culture a little bit deeper.
It can be a really fun time to learn about other cultures or even deepen your knowledge about your own culture. So we are happy to share this list with you, and we hope you enjoy it as much as we have.
Awesome. So our first selection is what I would call More Than a Hard Worker. And this happens to be an episode that I produced and narrated, and it's called Is Work-Life Balance a Privilege for Latinos? It's produced by the Pulso podcast. And it's really an exploration about that stereotype that Latinos, Latine people are known for, and that's that we're hard workers. What does this mean? Where does it come from? And is it actually causing more harm than good in our communities? Is this work hard attitude too closely connected to our sense of self-worth? And more importantly, how do we get better at balancing our hard work with living? So I wanted to dedicate this episode to exploring these questions. I hope you enjoy it.
We selected the next episode because it shows an identity that is more than a model minority. The episode is called Unlearning Mommy's Lessons for Professional Success by How to Talk to Mommy and Poppy About Anything. We selected this episode because it challenges the idea of having to assimilate and drop your identity and leave your culture at home in order to be successful in the workplace, specifically the corporate workplace, and fit into the idea of the quote unquote model minority, somebody that slides perfectly into the office, fits into a certain stereotype, does what they're told, goes home, but has no depth of character because they leave who they are at the door. And we love this episode because it challenges that in every way. It tells a personal story of someone who experienced this recently and made the decision that they weren't going to do that anymore, that they were going to figure out a way to show up and work and be their full selves. And what came of that?
The next episode that we have for you is about being more than a sexual object. And it's called Big Butt Politics by Anything for Selena. The reason why we love this episode is because it uncovers why booty politics is ultimately about race and brings us to a long overdue conversation about anti-Blackness within the Latinx community.
Love it. Up next, we selected an episode that does a really great job of illustrating how Latinas are more than a statistic. It's from Latinas from the Block to the Boardroom podcast, episode 36, Noelle Silver's Vision for Design Justice and Ethical AI. We picked this episode because Noelle's story is so beautiful. She tells her personal story of how no one believed in her, or at least her teachers didn't necessarily believe in her growing up. And as a young Latina being told that she shouldn't go to college, that she wasn't a good fit for that, and she should instead probably go into retail. And from there, deciding that she was going to do something different with her life and ended up going into the tech field, being very successful, and now does work that actually shapes the future of technology. AI. It's a wonderful story that shows that we are, all of us, are more than a statistic, but what some of us have to do in order to overcome that stereotype.
Well, she sounds like a badass, and I can't wait for people to listen to it as well. Our final episode recommendation covers the topic about being more than a macho man, and it's called Machismo Mindsets by Con Todo Brown Love. It's a Netflix podcast. The reason we picked this is because, though it's not currently updated, the host, Dasha Polanco, sits down with JJ Soria and Julio Macias, which are two actors, and they dig deep into a vulnerable conversation about machismo within the Latino or Latina community. And they talk about how they experienced it growing up, how it shaped the way they live and love in the present. And it's very candid and vulnerable, which I really love. I love it when people actually let their guard down to have these types of conversation, especially our guys. So definitely listen, and hopefully it provokes some thought within you as well.
Can't wait for everyone to listen to that one. Thank you so much. We hope you enjoy our curated list.
Take it away, Ariel.
Thank you to Maribel and Tangia for curating this week's list of podcast picks for Earbuds and for sending in that voice clip. We're excited to dive into these podcast recommendations that are breaking down stereotypes. Their podcast picks will be listed in the show notes of this episode and are available in newsletter form on our website, earbuds.audio. Do you want to be our next Earbuds curator? As a curator, you submit a list of your favorite podcasts, and you can record a voice clip to tell us about those podcasts. Anyone can curate a list, even you. Find a link to the application form in our newsletter. Next up, it's spotlight time. In addition to our weekly five podcast picks, we also spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter and on the homepage of our website. Podcasters, if you want your podcast spotlit in our newsletter and on the homepage of our website, we have an application link in the show notes of this episode. This week, we're spotlighting a podcast called Shoujo Sunday. Here are the hosts of the show to tell us a little bit about it.
Hi, Earbuds listeners.
We're excited to be the spotlight pick this week.
I'm Gianna.
I'm Chica.
And we're the hosts of Shoujo Sunday.
Shoujo Sunday is a podcast about shoujo anime, which is Japanese animation with a focus on women.
We aim to review and reflect on shoujo and shoujo adjacent properties that deserve more attention than what they currently receive.
You can find us on all major podcast platforms, social media, and on our website, www.shoujosunday.com.
Thanks. See you there.
Thank you to Gianna and Chica for sending in that voice clip. Go check out their show, Shoujo Sunday. Next up, here are some things that you might love if you love podcasts. First up, this week in Podcast the Newsletter, our sister newsletter, Lauren writes, Evoterra has launched The End, a podcast newsletter focused exclusively on completed fiction podcasts. It's short form, getting just to the meat. So much of podcast marketing is building buzz for something new, so here's your chance to discover something that's simply new to you. Next, have you created a trailer for a podcast? Has it since become a show, or is it stuck in the trailer phase? Either way, submit to the Trailer Park Podcast for a chance to be featured. I'm starting this new show with Tim Viegas. We've already gotten more than 50 submissions, so soon we're going to start writing some episodes, and we'd love to feature your trailer. Just head to trailerparkpodcast.crd.co to learn more and to submit. Again, that's trailerparkpodcast.crd.co. And last, Walks of Life is an anonymous audio time capsule where every episode brings you inside the mind of one Gen Zer while they take a walk in their neighborhood. No script, no interviewer, no filter. You can listen to the trailer now. That's it. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode and that you found a new podcast to go check out. If you do and you like it, please do let me know. Have an awesome day filled with lots of podcast listening. Feedback with Earbuds is written and produced by me, Arielle Nissenblatt. It's mixed and designed by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. That's robotslap.com. The newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kliansky. And until next week, happy listening.